This is the Farmer's Calendar for June 2012. There was a time when a meticulously maintained lawn was a sign of affluence. If that were still the case, I'd be considered impoverished. I love my lawn as it is, a colorful patchwork quilt of sunny yellow dandelions, white and purple violets, and fiery red hawkweed. While having a perfect lawn can be a source of pride, many of us take pleasure in knowing that our weedy lawns are helping the environment. They thrive on neglect, which means little, if any, watering and no fertilizer or chemicals. Weeds invite bees, butterflies, and other pollinating insects, as well as predatory insects that protect plants from insect pests. Several lawn weeds are edible, if untreated. In fact, settlers grew dandelions, purslane, and other so-called weedy plants for food. Over the years, these have crept into lawns, and now we can enjoy them. I look forward to a spring salad of dandelion greens from my yard as much as I do the first fresh-picked lettuce from my vegetable plot. As an added bonus, there are enough tiny wild strawberries so that I can usually harvest a cup or two in early June. A weed can be defined as a plant growing where it isn't wanted. If this is correct, then there is not a single weed in my imperfect lawn, and at least I feel as though I am a wealthy person.